Blog Talk Radio.
She said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in a cut. Shorty looking thick as fuck. And she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm trying to turn up. So many blunts on the table, I told her ass to burn one. Shotgun in the box, that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she think it'll last. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cash. Wetter than a swimming pool. When I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let Shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kind of mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, Shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She trying to fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She trying to fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Chilling in the club, and I'm sipping on my Hennessy. In the VIP like they ask what some kids
don't even want.
All these niggas frauds, man, I swear they all my enemies. Talking behind my back, man, I swear they got this tendency. Scrolling through my Insta and Shorty looking kinda nice. Man, I split up in them DMs cause I'm trying to link tonight. She slid me the Addy and told me that it's on sight. Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right. Everything was going good and then Shorty just started tripping. Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sipping. Tried to cuddle when I told her I gotta go. She said, I thought you loved me. I told her I could never love a hoe. Cause said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up.
Look back, them
Though clouds covered his mental, abandoned responsibilities got me thinking, the fuck I do to deserve such a brutality? I'm battling reality. Brothers got me posted on the block, hitting them blunts in rotation. I might as well face it, I've been doomed since jump 50 Vicks. You know this, why these niggas buying what they want? Man, what the fuck? Pontiac on folds while we sleeping cold. No, he don't. Fresh pack of Jabos. I rock them hand-me-down snotty nose. Still, I get the hoes. They will never know how we living. Pay with Picasso vision. Working to see a million, baby. I
got some wicked shit up on my mind. Hope it doesn't repeat a second time. A second time,
free my mind. I'm thinking I'm the shit. Them fusions counterfeit. Corner store tees, we rock them bitches on the daily. Bounce from shorty to shorty. My rotation game crazy. I'm ignorant to the fact I'm on that same path that they left me in. I gotta change before it get too bad. Got no worries about getting caught. Mama faded too bad to notice I'm off a fifth. A bumpy face slumped on my ass. Constant attempts of forgetting about some pieces of my past. Like abuse from my old in the absence of my dad, or the fact that my auntie and the kids sitting back, pointing laugh, cause he can't keep his balance high off his ass. Just so you know, fam, I hate your guts, cause you ain't get no fuck. 5 graduations later, still you never showed up. You cold as fuck. Only excuse they gave me was your pops and raise you up just a squirrel that's searching for nuts. Man, what the fuck?
I got some wicked shit up on my mind. Repeat a second time, I was given this world, I didn't make it, gotta embrace it, success is only for the taking, but we gotta get through the bullshit first.
You're my therapy, ink to sketch the lip views attached to my thoughts, I'm a ticking time bomb. Smothered by doubt, poetry smothers the flame to the curtains that my sanity set ablaze, sending me through moments of suffocation I can't breathe. Clouds obscuring practicality, heat filling me till all I can focus on is the pain of burning alive. So I write. These words are the powder used to diffuse the flames, killing them instantly while I recover from the flames of life's bonfire. Cinders flew with wishes and regrets, cloaking me in shades of gray, whisked away by a gentle breeze. I can breathe.
I ain't no killer, don't push me. I see you fighting with all of these hoes. I'm about to expose you as pussies. You niggas is lame, killing the game, man. I know you just rookies, but you niggas is lame. Stay in your lane, man. You know where you should be. Don't ask for war if it's not war. Take your way back to the chalkboard. What's in your life in the fast forward? Then you leave your thoughts on the dashboard. See all that rah, 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 yah, yah, yah. Shit it ain't called for. Man, don't call yourself top four. Bro, you know you ain't top four. Do I stay in these streets?
Nope.
Do I stay on these beats?
Yup.
Do not fuck with my fam.
Nuh-uh.
Or I'm knocking out your teeth. You claim you a man?
Really?
I show the bitch inside you.
Yup.
Pull up like a Uber. Need time full of riding. Go ahead and press start on your game if you think a nigga playing.
Bing.
Find out what's a going to a goblin when a nigga got a slam.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. With my fam, I'ma have to send something where your family land.
GPS.
But we only resort to violence. We're in the resort to silence. I ain't a killer, don't push me.
Nah,
see, you fighting with all of these hoes. I'm about to expose you as pussies.
Pussy.
You niggas is lame, you're killing the game, man. I know you just rookies, but you niggas is lame. Just stay in your lane, man. You know where you should be.
Water style.
Don't ask for war if it's not war. Keep the bass knocking at your door with a rocket in pocket. I loaded and cock it, the name when I spotted you. Got it? I'm sorry if I get off topic. These bitches keep calling my name. These stitches, they fuck up the game. They wishing a nigga would fall off the face of the planet. Boy, goddammit, well, I'm on Pluto anyway. Didn't you know I'm Big Cujo that grew up on Black Lee, man? Black on Black Lee, that's exactly what the mothership was named. So nasty if you ask me when I spit, I taste propane. Am I a killer? I might be. Direct a vision like Spike Lee in a white tee and some Nike. Sippin' iced tea with your wifey. On the mic doing Tai Chi. Watch how I kick it like Kung Fu. Body a beat like I'm Ip Man. Gripping the crescent like Guan Yu. Been known to do what I want to. I give no fuck how you feel. Been on the do what I want to. I came to fuck up your meal. Eat off your plate, what you gon' do? Savage shit, how a nigga grab a shit. Nigga come through damaging with a master plan. Oh, so be trade top for all these other niggas.
Don't ask for war if it's not war. Take your ass back to the chalkboard. We'll send your life in the fast forward. Leaving your thoughts on the dashboard. Man, all that rah, 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 yah, 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 shit that ain't called for. Man, don't you call yourself top four. Nigga, you know you ain't top four. Bitch!
As production.
Bree Cherie.
Bring from the gun.
Yeah.
You can't take your eyes off me. They trying to learn game on me. Coming on too strong. With your enticing vibe, I might just stay alone. But I got eyes. You need to show me how real you are.
Lil mama, just show me who you are. Picture by the bar, staring from far. I noticed you by your style and who you are. Your smile is on point, baby girl, you a star. Meanwhile in the cut, double up on my cup. Just peek the scene, ready to spark this Dutch. Options and choices, that's what it's about. I live GP, yes, life, I pick my own route. Don Juan, bracelet on arm. Pull up a 22s on a Yukon. Pull out the futon instead of a third row. Full speed ahead, or we could take it slow. Flow, inhale the endo. Strange clowns blowing air and out my window. Here's my info, let me know when you for show. I'll take you out on a date or take you out on tow.
I know what I'm looking for. Can't tell if you're sincere. I know this option. I'm sure what my choice is. I know what I'm looking for. Can't tell if you're sincere. I know this option. I'm sure what my choice is.
Play your cards right, cause life is what you make it. Enjoy yourself, walk around butt naked. You want a boss man or do you want a worker? You want to use a bus pass or should I call my chauffeur? I live the lavish life, my world is not so ditty. You're talking about choices, girl, you so silly. Quit with the games, I ain't got time for it. You're talking about options, and go ahead, explore it.
Let me tell you about this one guy. Melon is popping with the brown eyes. Came my way out of the pool. The hell is that talking things he's saying? He's trying to wear my heart or something. It's gonna take more than sweet nothing. A little too short for me. This meant to be, maybe we'll see. Can't take your eyes off me. Stay trying to learn game on me. Coming home too strong with your enticing vibe. I might just play alone, but I got options. You need to show me. Show me how real you are.
My birthday suit, gonna roll up the loud. Cutty buddy, get off like peanut butter. I call her Nutty Buddy. Look at she strutting for me, Derry, yeah, back and forth. And the favorite song gets out with my head back and forth. I don't know who came in for, but Buddy first place, killing them first 48. Them other eight, known to hate. Ain't no debate. That's on the real. The mama bad as hell. I be on the heels. Like, hey, what's the deal? Your man is gone, I got some time to kill. Hands on, so I'm trying to feel. Eat that up like a dining meal. Ill, I ain't trying to play. She ready to go, but I ain't trying to stay. Let me love you in a better way and rub my fingers in your head today.
I be fresh as hell with long hair, and it's all me. And it's all me. And it's all me. Boy, please. This ain't no weed, nigga, it's all me. Nigga, it's all me. Nigga, that's all me. No weed, no tracks, nah, I don't do that. No weed, no tracks, nah, I don't do that. No weed, no tracks, nah, I don't do that. Not at all, dude, it's all me. You know it's all me.
Yeah. Dark skin, dark brown hair, nice rack, brown rear, that's what I keep around here. Yeah, breadwinner, buddy, go and get it. Plus, she keep me suited and booty, kicks with the matching fitted. I had to hit it like a punching bag, buddy, a baller. Shopaholic, she lead them all with a bunch of bags. Swag to the ceiling, Louis Vuitton healing. Her sex is so appealing, you the best to go a million. I call that taking care of home. One smell of us and Nell, now I can't leave her hair alone. Her hair is long and it's thick, plus it's quite curly. Sassy with an attitude like Laverne and Shirley. I be at her early, I ain't never late. Stay up, we on the way up, nigga, no levitate. I get out of body just so I can nail her. Shit like her, go ahead and get your hairy nails done.
I be fresh as hell with long hair, and it's all me. And it's all me. And it's all me. Boy, please. This ain't no weed, nigga, it's all me. Nigga, it's all me. Nigga, it's all me. No weed, no tracks, nah, I don't do that. No weed, no tracks, nah, I don't do that. No weed, no tracks, nah, I don't do that. Not at all, dude, it's all me. You know it's all me.
Yo, 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 yo. Tune in, tune in, tune in. It's another episode of OG Radio's Let's Talk Tuesdays. Had to play a couple
What's
of hits
going
for y'all.
On, everybody?
Man, as y'all already know by now, it's your boy B-Trey on Sign Radio Real. I got a topic for us to chat about today, man. And I'm not trying to say I steal it, but I got the idea for somewhere else. We was talking about this shit. So, right. For real, for real. So, as of late, there's been a lot of debate about celebrities and their acts. Well, not that. Well, their actions, as they say. So, I'm going to put it like this. Motherfuckers talk about rappers and how they talk about gang shit in their lyrics. Well, that's how it used to be. How talk about gang shit in their lyrics and don't act on that gang shit. So now, which is the flip side of the argument, people are talking about protest and peace and everything, Black Lives Matter, all types of stuff, everything pro-black and they rap. And now people are getting talked about because they don't popping up. Some people are not popping up, whatever. Because it was just like my name getting
people
on J. Cole and Kendrick and stuff. Huh?
But J. Cole was out there, though.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, it was basically saying, like, they not doing enough for like that.
Oh, see, here's my problem. And this is, we said this before when we were talking about the rioting shit. Black people don't know how to mind their own fucking business. Who cares that they're not out there? Hey, just because, yes, we all seen what happened, we all feel the type of way, does not mean that every black person knows the man has to be outside to do something. That's like saying President Obama has to do for black people. He's the damn president of the United States. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't the president of just black people. These celebrities don't have to do anything. You know what I'm saying? They're entertainers. I hate when people are so gung-ho and be all up in celebrities' asses about why this, why that. Who cares? You don't know them personally. And for you to sit there and say, hey, well, why ain't this person doing it? Are you doing it? Are you going outside and protesting or whatever? Are you donating your money to the cause? You know what I'm saying?
This instinct was a artist to artist. It was No Name Gypsy coming at basically Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole. That's why J. Cole
but
had came out with
what
that song.
Nobody knows what they're
I know, doing. No. I'm saying like, okay. What's he saying basically? They not doing enough. They got this big stage or whatever where they could be saying something. Well, they could be saying anything.
Oh.
Their opinion is basically looked at everybody, by everybody, and they could be saying and doing more.
But here's the thing with Kendrick. Kendrick has been speaking this shit for the longest, for years. Now everybody
yeah, but I'm saying,
what
like,
you gotta say?
Thanks. Well, I think of it like this. Like, as a celebrity, you do have a time and place for you to be doing all of that, yeah. But as people are out here actually protesting and everything, there's other voices, more important voices, might I say, you know what I'm saying, that need to be heard. Because if J. Cole
they
say,
don't
well,
need
I mean,
to be heard. They don't need to be heard. People want them to have a voice. But again,
no, I'm talking about some
doors.
Other people.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, these artists don't need to voice their opinion or voice what's going on. People want them to. But behind closed doors, we don't know what the hell's really going on. So for another artist to call out another artist to me is stupid as shit. Nobody can't walk in your shoes, you know what I'm saying? Nobody knows what they're doing. But again, Kendrick has been preaching this shit for the longest. What more does
I mean, so
is
J. Cole.
What more does he have to do? And so is J. Cole. But I don't know. People just need to mind their fucking business, and they need to do it. It don't matter what the next. Like, if I'm outside protesting, I'm not going to sit here and worry about if my neighbor is going to go outside and protest with me. What matters to me is that I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting my feelings and emotions into it or my voice. If I, you know, I don't, people need to stop worrying about what the next person is doing or not. Jay-Z has been making hella moves out here under the radar.
He is. I mean, but that's Hov, though. Hov going to do Hov shit. Hov going to always do Hov shit. Hov, Diddy, who else? M, all of them
it's a lot of people. But, I mean, not everybody has to be a soldier. Shit. I get where they're coming from, but, I mean, you know, you can't change the world until you change yourself.
Fact.
So if this person not doing it, you should do it. You know, if he ain't speaking up, why don't you speak up? Why don't you make the difference? Why don't you put a bug in somebody instead of being negative and then want to throw somebody under the bus and have the spotlight on them? Like, you know.
Not everybody want to see all of that, though.
And, true. And I feel like for clout reasons, people like to do that. They want to shame another person for clout reasons, in my opinion, because you know how social media works. You know, they're always looking for the negative in the celebrity. So I feel
right.
like people want to call out other people for clout reasons, if you ask me. Like, the name that you said, whatever artist that was that called out Kendrick, I've never heard of him.
That's a girl. No name, Jesse?
Oh, well, I've never heard of her. I don't know who she is.
Oh.
Don't know where the hell she came from.
She's from Chicago, bro.
And I'm a music kid. I don't know who the hell she is.
She was on Chance McFay, like, I put it on the sideline one day. That wasn't a fuck it in a silver butt in a fadeaway. Miss Mary Mathis, geriatrics, fucks me into open caskets. She cold, bro.
But you see what I'm saying? She's somebody who's, I mean, known but not known. But now she makes this general statement of a big artist, and now everybody knows who the hell she is, calling out somebody. Clap, you ask me.
Nah. I don't think she did it for that. I think that's her. Like, I'm saying, not saying I know her or whatever, but like from listening to her, that she that type of person, bro. Like that, I'm gonna be a activist type of person.
Then she needs to go do it. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to call every. You know, you gotta fucking do all that.
No, she out there. She doing it. She doing everything she's saying. Like, everything you saying, she already doing. She out here in these streets. She out here protesting. She out here trying to speak. She speaking. Her thing, but what I like, but like you saying, bro, I feel like celebrities don't need to be in this one.
Yeah, like what the fuck is celeb? Like, what are they gonna do? We first of all, the world heard enough when there was a lot of action. There ain't nothing else that need to be said at all. There was a lot of action for that weekend, for damn near the week, right? So from them actions of that week. Now you're starting to see a huge change with the Black Lives Matter. It wasn't what nobody was saying because Kaepernick didn't said it already. People wasn't listening.
Right.
So now when action started happening, oh, shit, we owe Colin Kaepernick an apology. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So I feel like we don't have to voice anything anymore. Everybody knows what the problem is. Everybody knows what the problem is. It's to the point, hell, we got the other races on our side. So there's nothing
exactly.
else to be said. The actions already been took place. So for you know, I just feel like you don't have to call out another artist for anything. It's already been happening. But what the fuck more do we need? Do we want? Role now, I think, is, you know, for what the majority of Black America want. I think collectively, they, Black people, us, need to just do it. Whatever we want, we need to do it. Collectively, put money together to do stuff. Collectively, get together and organize and do shit the right way versus waiting on the next man or woman to make it happen. That's the problem everybody has. Everybody wants things, but don't want to put in the work to get it. So if everybody's yelling for another Black Wall Street, build it. Get it together. You know what I'm saying? Buy up the block. You know what I'm saying? There's people out here with money. We ain't got it like celebrities, but shit, there's people out here with money.
I mean, I feel like if we gather together, we can really do anything.
Mm-hmm.
We got enough.
And as
we can do anything.
Facts. And then on the negative side of that, as you see here in Chicago, we can't get along. All these shootings in the past, well, it's always been like that. So there's nothing new. But to sit here and hear about shootings 24/7 during this time where we should stick together, it's sad. So it's like, how the hell can we get together when we still killing each other over nothing?
I mean, I don't feel like, to be honest, it's over nothing. I feel like it's over something, but it's not like the cause of it is it goes so far back that we don't love each other no more. Like motherfucker, it's like,
yeah.
As black culture, we don't have enough love. We came into this country with love, loving each other, loving our fellow man, and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? We was loving that before that shit was written on paper. We were showing love, peace, happiness, all of that shit. I feel like, and this, I don't think it's just not just like as far as like black people. I think like human beings, like us people. You know what I'm saying? We don't love enough. And I feel like if we can just relax. And so I'll relax on certain, and then come together on certain topics. Like, I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, but I feel like a black man won't tell another black man, hey, man, I love you. You know what I'm saying? Simple shit like that. People feel like it's, I can't say it on air, but they feel like it's, I'd say weird or odd to say, tell another man, hey, I love you, man. You know, like, why I gotta be like that? Nothing wrong with expressing, you know, an emotion like that. I had one guy, I went to the gas station one day, and it actually was a white guy. I was at the time I was working at Comcast, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
All I did for this man, I opened the door for him. That's all I did, because I'm nice like that. I my parents taught me manners. So if I'm walking ahead of somebody and I see somebody behind me, I open the door for them. So that's what I did. I opened the door for him. He go in. I go get my shit. He gets his shit, right? So he waited for me to get up the line, and he paid for his stuff, and he said, whatever that gentleman getting right there, I'm paying for it. I was like, wow, thank you. I didn't do nothing to deserve it. He was like, hey, man, I love you, man. You know, you did something nice for me, so I'm just returning the favor. I was just like, wow, you know, simply just like, hey, man, I love you. Like, he don't know me. That made me feel good about my entire day. I ain't gonna lie. I feel good.
Bro, because people, nowadays, people reward stuff that not used to be common sense. Like, I seen a post about, look at my nigga kissing me. That's normal shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's really normal shit. Exactly. It's saying you can hold the door open for somebody and motherfuckers get real happy. Like, it's common stuff like chivalry. Like,
right.
It's all, I want to say it's not dead, but it's always getting there.
Mm-hmm. You definitely hit that on the head. That shit.
Like, it's going away. Because I fuck with the songs and shit, but it's a lot of bullshit going on, to be honest with you. Like, it's a lot of fuck nigga songs. It's a lot of girls saying fuck niggas, and it's a lot of dudes saying fuck dudes. Like, it goes with the whole movement. Like, it's no more love.
Yeah. Exactly. No, you're right. It is every, like, R&B slow song is like a breakup song or a fuck you nigga song.
Oh, I'm about to fuck the shit out of you song type shit.
Right. There's no, like, 1980s, the SOS band type of love song. None of that shit.
Shit, there ain't even no Mary J's. And it's not no...
None of that.
Beyonce was the last person really thinking about love.
Yeah.
And I think she a rapper now.
She can
Beyonce
rap,
was,
though. She can rap.
Beyonce was really thinking about love, and I don't see nobody else that's thinking about love. Like, I really want to, like, if anybody out there listening right now, send me an artist who sing about love, like, actually love, some deep shit. Now I know I'm about to fuck you shit. Some actual deep shit.
I'm
about to think
about love.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think the last little shit Trey Songz did, you are, I mean, it's not like what it used to be. Like, you'll never get another Jodeci ever again. Like,
I don't think
we'll ever get that.
Maybe I was like, ain't no
boy group.
It ain't none of that no more.
Group, bro.
Nah, I'm not part of no boy group.
We could be D-Train Radio Rail.
Nah,
man. We could be like KC and JoJo.
Nah.
I don't think there's anymore.
I can't. It ain't no love, bro. Like, and like, well, for real, I ain't even gonna lie, bro.
I was gonna say, for the main artists, the mainstreamers, they don't talk about it no more. But I do know there's a lot of underground people who are yet to be discovered that are still talking about love.
This is facts. They need to come out and sign a look, bro.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go to an open mic next week and see what I can dig up in there. It's going to be poetry and music. I will let you know because, well, actually, I'll look for it as we continue the show. I've screenshotted so much stuff in the past week. Oh, here you go. It is hosted by Mystic, by Mahogany Music. So for those who's in Chicago, if you're listening, from 2150 South Canal Port Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, on the third floor, it's going to be open mic called Saturday, June 27th.
Saturday, June 27th. That's this week, bro.
Oh, it is. Oh, dang, it is. Ain't it? All right. Well, yeah, this Saturday.
I'm off too.
All right. Well, we can definitely hit that up. $7 entry fee. Oh, wait. I will not be able to go. Damn, I'm busy that day. Damn it. But for all those who are free and listening, you can go this Saturday. $7 entry from 6 to 11. The first 15 artists, if you're signing up, if you want to do something, is guaranteed a spot, I believe. So whether you want to do spoken word, poem, rap, sing, whatever, state of opinion, first 15 get the guaranteed spot. And it's hosted by Chicago's very own Mystic, who is a favorite on the show.
She better be performing too, because I'm going to try to go up there. I ain't seen nothing live in a minute, so.
I believe she will. I think I know for a fact both of she is. All
right. I'm going to try to get up there then. I'm going to try to perform too. I'm going to try to do something.
Right.
I got nothing new.
See,
but I'm going to try to do something.
We need more of that. Yeah, we need more of that. So the flyers, you know, Black Lives Matter. So we need more stuff like that around here instead of all this negative shit that we've been going through, looking at. See,
right.
And reposting all the damn time.
Oh, man, I've been posting nothing violent, man. I ain't even post, like, wrestling, nothing like that since all that bullshit happened. Like, for real, I think I'm trying to go the rest of the year with peace, man.
Pretty much, man. You got to have peace and prosperity in life. You ain't
for real.
Got it. Boy, oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Because that shit weak. to be honest with you.
Weak song. Real quick, y'all, I have a little bit of exciting news. I'm always looking for new artists to come on the show. And I do try to do like a lot of shit, and I end up beating. So I started kind of like making beats a little bit through an app called ZanLab. I've been getting a lot of positive feedback on my shit, and I ended up meeting a very nice artist. Goes by the name of King Bree. If you're listening, bro, big shout out to you. He was one of the first people, I believe, that reached out to me. Was like, yo, I like this. Check out my shit as well. And I'm like, hey, you know, I'm new to this. He's like, hey, you need anything, bro, holler at me. I'll give you my number, blah, blah, blah. Next thing I know, I'm like, hey, I'm on the radio. You can come get on the show. So this Friday, we'll have King Bree on the show. And it's just funny how, like, doing little shit like that, you meet so many different people. And today, just today, I was literally playing Call of Duty with some friends of mine, and I come across a guy who's a producer, and he has an artist. And he's like, hey, man, you know, check him out, or whatever. So he was playing his song in the background. I was listening to it while we were playing the game. I'm like, man, that guy's nice. And he's telling me, yeah, I'm a producer and everything. I'm like, oh, shit, well, I host a radio show. He's like, oh, yeah, I got an artist. So he put me on to the artist. Goes by the name of Vic C. And luckily, it wasn't nobody who was trash or nothing like that. This guy is really talented. So he will be, I'm in the middle of getting him on the show for next week. So, like, little shit that I do, I always end up meeting somebody. So shout out to the Band Lab and all the PlayStation players around across the globe.
Man, look, I want to go ahead and since shout out people, I want to go ahead and shout out my man Preston. He sent me a artist, and I've been playing them since like the first show. And I really fuck with him, man. I got no way of contacting the friend, so I'm present if you're listening. Tell your friend to holler at me. I want to holler at Amber. She's been holding down the page. I want to holler at Homicide. Shout out Genesis. And you, Radio Rev, for the poetry night and that thing. Just the whole OGE team, man, because we really, really, really doing it big, and we keep tapping this 900. I want to get a 1,000.
We getting close to 1,000, so we appreciate every listener that tunes in every week for the 2 or the 4 days that you like hearing the show, whether it's about the artist or poetry or just random podcast days. Which, by the way, yesterday's episode was super turnt. So whoever's listening, definitely tune in to yesterday's show. It was very interesting. I've learned a lot from the ladies that was on the show with me yesterday. But shout out to everybody. We hovering around that 1K mark. We trying to hit that. We should do something special if we hit 1K.
Wow. I'm going to see. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what can we do.
I don't know yet. Not sure yet. I might give y'all a lot of freestyle for one Friday.
Nah, I got to do something better than that. We do that. Once we hit 1,000, I'm gonna do something special. Get some studio time to somebody or something. I don't know. Got to figure that out.
We'll get it together, y'all. We'll get it together. We'll update y'all every show till we get it together. That sounds good. Studio time.
I guess studio time's hard.
I might get in the studio with you really soon.
I'm trying to go get studio time before I leave.
Yeah.
Before August 1st, sometime in July, I'm trying to go to the studio. And I already know when. I got the perfect one now. So we got to write something for trying to make it an EP or something.
True. When you go, let me know.
All right.
I'm going to be in there like a little hype man.
It's your boy Radio Will on the beat.
How's he going out talking shit?
One of the two.
Hell yeah. Like DJ Drama and shit.
Uh-huh. Have you Drake? How Drake be having Baca and
All right.
That's Baca.
I'll go read the dictionary and come up with a whole bunch of big ass words and get to talking shit like T.I.
Oh, hell yeah.
I have no idea what he be saying, but it sounds good.
How you on the hook somewhere? Just talking shit. Not
that
even a person saying this.
Hell yeah. I'm good for talking shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's perfect, bro.
Give me a beat.
They had Genesis on the put a poem on the put a poem on. Poem couple poems in
there. Oh, that'll be dope. That'll be dope. See, we should get that on
our mixtape.
Where are we at? Where are we with the mixtape?
Oh, I got 9 tracks. I want 12. I need 3 more. I'm waiting on one from one person, which is part of that 9. And I got 3 open spots. I want 12 tracks or no?
And you still want me on the outro?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if I want to do a snippet of a song or talk shit. Might do a snippet, give the world something new. Nobody heard Rapping Rail except for like that first major freestyle Friday we had. Where was
I mean, late. That just means we need another one.
This is true. We got to get Maya back on the show.
Oh, she was just expressing how she wanted to be back on her.
You want to be? You want to come back?
Yeah.
Okay.
So whenever we can do that one. Oh, I'm gonna talk to
her. Okay. We could. I'm gonna try to see what's up with Big C first, and then we'll go from there.
Uh huh.
We could have a big cypher like last time. That shit was dope. Because I will never forget about her Maxwell line. Maxwell, no Polish. I will never forget about that line. That was dope.
But, hey, we should have, like, ciphers every now and then. Just for it. Just for the sake of things. Because, it keeps everybody, I'm saying, up on their toes and everything when you freestyle and everything, and you get to practice your freestyle. It's perfect. And now open mics open again. I'm about to go nuts. Nuts.
Oh yeah, I feel that. I low key be riding in the car listening to instrumentals and just be spitting shit low key.
Nah, bro. I'm thinking about coming in and just spitting like I normally do. On a track, just come in, wake up in the morning, just spit, drop that bitch. That's what I think I'm going to start doing. I'm going to start testing people.
Ooh, for all those listening, B-Trey is out here testing people.
I am back rapping. I'm officially rapping again. I'm officially back in rapping mode. I say, Corona is almost over. The world's about to open back up. We are in rapping mode.
I don't know, man. They talking about wave 2 or phase 6 or phase 10, something like that.
Look, fuck what phase it's in. I'm going in.
Feel that?
It is time.
I don't remember how many days you've been going at it, but the beat, did you stop at 30? Did you do it for a month?
I did 30. I did officially 30. I was supposed to do 100, but I did 30. I can't even lie to you. I want to do 100, but I did end up doing like 30, 32 at least. I'm ready to drop the next little snack pack, the little four piece. I'm gonna drop them in little 4-piece increments. I got a couple artists that I'm already talking to about beats and everything. So I'm gonna let them pick which one they want. Or whatever, because you know what I'm saying? That's that money. And I'm going to drop the rest of them. So if you want to lease them, holla at me. Anything that I drop on the whatchamacallit, if you want to lease it, it's like $20 to $40. Yeah, I'm going to just drop the beat on like that Piff or whatever, or SoundCloud, it don't matter. But anytime you need a beat, I'm going to start putting that shit on YouTube. I just want to make it kind of
we need an all dope channel.
Go ahead. And then we can just put a video blog and stuff. All right. Shit. Tune in. We got a all dope YouTube channel coming.
did the artist that I was talking to you about, did he ever hit you up? The one I told you that needed some guidance, manager. He never hit you up?
No, nobody has hit me up. The only people that hit me up is hit me up about this $10,000 shit and everything else. I'm good.
It works at you. That's all I'm going to say.
Huh?
It works at you. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Oh, no comment. I don't speak on CIA matters on live air.
I'm just saying. At you, it works. Boom.
Right, that's why you in jail now.
Because
you want to tell the truth.
Man, I'm gonna be on quiet mode, bro. I'm not gonna, because they blocked my third page, and you see, I didn't do nothing with the third one besides promote. They don't like it. Facebook just don't like me, man. They hate me.
Hey, man.
Okay, though.
Yeah. I'll be all right, man. You go back there. Just go back to MySpace, bro. Just take over MySpace. Go MySpace crazy,
God.
Bro.
You know what?
MySpace crazy. Nah, fuck that. Go back to AOL chat. AOL chat room. Go get the dial up. That's like, get off the phone. Just go to the party room. Go get the party room. Go dial up the party room.
Oh, shit. The party line. Oh my God!
Yes,
Chicago people, hey y'all, we know about the party line. I used to know the number. I don't know it no more.
Yeah,
get some weird people in that shit.
100%. So, this Friday, like you said, we're gonna have
King Bree.
We got King Bree coming.
We got King Bree this Friday.
We got a couple people coming through the freestyle. Hope King Bree ready to freestyle.
Oh, yeah. He definitely be ready. I believe he said he was tuning in tonight. So if you tuned in, bro, hey, shout out to you and Philly. You know what I'm saying? We definitely looking forward to you know, speaking with you this Friday. You know, we always in communication, so I'll be hitting you up tomorrow. And we are reaching the end of the show, everybody. So as always, Radio Rail will tell you, wash your fucking hands. I don't really have too much announcements. Shout out to Ashley Howard, as always, who is a part of CW26. If Finn make a video of your favorite restaurant, take a video of the food, menu, and the where it's at, name of the place, and send it to AshleyHowardTV.com. Wait, what's that email? No, AshleyHowardTV@gmail.com. My bad. She's definitely looking for, if you're in Chicago, she's definitely looking for, well, actually, you don't even have to just be Chicago, really, but more so Chicago. But she's looking for people of Chicago and the surrounding area to share businesses, food places, whether it's black owned or not. I so happen like Lighthouse in Hyde Park. On 55th and Hyde Park Boulevard. It's black owned. I love it. Good. So definitely link up with her for that. I will be actually on TV with her pretty soon. We're in the works with that.
Hey.
This Thursday for All Dope Poetry Night. It'll be me and Genesis for poetry. We'll be dropping some nice jewels for the night. And chopping it up with general talk. That's it for me. Everybody have a fun, lovely night. And continue to support OG Radio. We appreciate it.
Big facts. And last night for me, we still got that mixtape coming out. Like he said, we got 3 spots left. We'll be able to drop the mixtape. I'm back in rapping mode, so anybody need feet to tie at me. And I got a bucket full of beats. So, all that, and shit, that's really all I got to say. And deuces.